And thank you so much for hanging out with us today. There's Lauren, Elena, and Ladies in the 90s.
The Scotty Show. New Country.
So we are thrilled to throw our support behind the third annual 97 South Song Sessions. It goes down July 23rd and 24th at the Penticton Lakeside Resort and Penticton Trade and Convention Center. It is more than just a show. It's a magical music performance event where we're going to hear the stories behind the songs that have made up the soundtrack to our lives. Right now, I'm thrilled to be joined by the founder of the event, Mr. Robert Art. Now, Robert, first of all, thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with us. Second, you've been involved in the music industry for a long time, so in my mind, you're kind of the perfect person to put their knowledge and expertise into an event like this. So I would love to know a little bit of the history, like where the idea came from, and maybe what some of your objectives or goals are with 97 So Song Sessions. I know that was a lot of questions in there, but...
I think I can keep track of it. Thank you, Scotty, and thanks to Stingray for your support of the event. It's much appreciated. As you cited, I had a long career in the music business. I built one of the largest music publishing and record label companies in the world. It was called Olay, and during that time, I had an opportunity to witness this kind of an event in places like Nashville, where you know, some of your listeners may know the type of show they put on at the Bluebird in Nashville, where you have a group of songwriters. In this case, our shows are four songwriters joining each other on stage, and they basically play hit songs that they've written in the past for themselves or other artists, and tell the stories behind how the songs were created. And often these stories are very either funny or touching, and it's just a great show because it draws the curtain back a bit on how music ends up, as you said, becoming part of the soundtrack of people's lives. You know, there's a process to this, and oftentimes it starts in lonely rooms with a couple of people just spitballing ideas and trying to come up with a new way to, you know, to describe feelings and emotions that people have in 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and you know, and change their lives and change the world through this music. And I'm sure, having just come through the era we came through, many people leaned on music and songs to get through that tough time, and that's kind of, you know, where these inspirations come from, and they hopefully describe deeply an emotion that people have and help them get through these kind of times. So, you know, as I retired from the music business, my wife and I have a couple of great loves. One is songwriters and the other is the Okanagan Valley. And I'll give you that we also might dabble in wine from time to time. So this you know, this locale is just the most amazing setting one could imagine to do such a show. So this is how the show came about. And we wanted to share both of those experiences with our audience and bring people to the Valley and support local business while we're at it. So the way we see it, it's really an amazing confluence of great positive things that we're hoping to bring.
Really sounds like nothing but positive things to me. We're going to chat more with Robert Ott, the founder of the 97 South Song Sessions, just after 6 o'clock. We're also going to give you a chance to win a pair of festival passes. So stay tuned, okay? First, we'll get back to the music. The soundtrack to your Wednesday continues. Tyler Joe Miller, this is Fighting on New Country.
Crowded room and I'm still lonely.
There's Megan Patrick with Never Giving Up On You on New Country. I'm Scotty, so very thrilled to be joined by the founder of 97 South Song Sessions, Robert Ott. It goes down next weekend in Penticton, 97SouthSongSessions.com. And I've talked about this before. Look, this event is not just a concert, not just a songwriter's circle. It's kind of all of that wrapped into one. And I know this to be true, that one of the most vulnerable things an artist can do is share their art. So getting to share the stories behind some of these incredible songs that basically have formed the soundtrack to our lives, I'm sure the artists appreciate getting to share some of the background as well, right?
Yeah, I think they enjoy the opportunity to go a little bit deeper than they might be able to in a, you know, in a normal concert setting. Yeah. And some of these folks are not really artists, so they're not even in concert settings typically, and so a lot of their craft is practiced, you know, alone and or with a couple of other folks, but they don't get to translate these stories publicly. So this is a great direct conversation between the audience and the performers and writers of these songs, where they can understand where those inspirations came from to begin with.
So you want to share some incredible stories, share some incredible music, show us one of the most incredible places on the planet. It sounds like it's going to be an unforgettable experience. Now, we've kind of danced around the artists a little bit, so I want you to touch on some of the people that we'll get to hear stories from on July 23rd and 24th. I know Paul McGuire, our very own, will be involved, and obviously I'd be very excited to see Gord Bamford, but the list is a lot longer than that.
Well, we have an incredible lineup. As you've said, we've got Alan Frew from Glass Tiger coming out. Gord Bamford, you mentioned. Mark Jordan, who's written some amazing songs for Rod Stewart, like Rhythm of My Heart, among others. Brian Potvin of the Northern Pikes. Neil Osborne, 5440. Jessica Mitchell, who, aside from being an artist in her own right, has written for Celine Dion and Trisha Yearwood. Olivia Panova, who is a rising artist out of BC, who we brought forward through our BC Developing Songwriters contest we did last year, but were unable to present the show.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a fantastic lineup. Robert, obviously, we're very excited about this. I feel like you're excited as well. For any of those listening that missed the previous portion of our chat, just give us a rundown one more time about what exactly 97 South Song Sessions is.
It's a show that, you know, most people have never seen before, and it does draw you into the very epicenter of how music is created, the songs that matter to you in your life, and whether you're having fun or trying to get over a heartache or whatever it may be, these are the songs that we lean on. And this is a show about how they were created, and I think the audience is going to thoroughly enjoy it. Don't forget to buy tickets, of course.
Well, yeah, that is the important thing. I think we should mention this as well. I know you guys have kind of capped your attendance to make sure that you've followed all of the COVID protocols and regulations, and more than anything, to make sure everybody feels safe when they go. Now, again, 97 South Song Sessions. You can grab your tickets at 97SouthSongSessions.com. Goes down July 23rd and 24th, Penticton Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, Penticton Trade and Convention Center. It's going to be an incredible time. Robert Ott, thank you so much for putting this festival, this musical event together. I wish you nothing but success and happiness and good times, and thank you for taking the time to join us this afternoon as well.
Thank you, Scotty, and thanks for the support of Stingray.
The Scotty Show. New Country. See Billy got